In an innovative strategy aimed at captivating a younger audience, the Van Gogh Museum has embarked on an unexpected collaboration with the Pokémon universe. However, to the museum's surprise, it was not primarily the young enthusiasts but rather card collectors who flocked to this novelty, an exclusive card featuring Pikachu donning a distinctive felt hat, an unmistakable nod to the Dutch master's self-portrait. Originating in Japan in 1996, the Pokémon card game, initially designed as an extension of the video game series, has witnessed a remarkable resurgence. The card's value has skyrocketed, resulting in stock shortages and incidents associated with their scarcity. One of these coveted cards, endearingly termed the Pika Portrait, is available to museum visitors, specifically targeting children over the age of 6. However, there's a catch. Young art aficionados are required to undertake a cultural quest and answer pertinent questions to earn this token. This initiative is in celebration of the museum's 50th anniversary. Yet, the fervor wasn't contained in Amsterdam. Official Pokémon stores in the UK, the US, and Canada also featured the card. Faced with an unparalleled demand, these retail outlets quickly reported stockouts, prompting the company to explore alternative avenues to meet the demand. It wasn't solely the Pika Portrait card that ignited such fervor. Although the museum's gift shop didn't offer the card itself, it was nevertheless inundated with both art enthusiasts and collectors. The latter group, termed scalpers, aimed to bulk purchase limited edition items for subsequent resale at inflated prices. Altercations were reported on the launch day, compelling the museum to restrict purchases to one item per individual. In an official statement, the Van Gogh Museum highlighted the profound connection between Vincent van Gogh's oeuvre and the Pokémon universe, both deeply rooted in the richness of Japanese culture. Until January 7, 2024, visitors can marvel at 6 novel artworks crafted by artists from the Pokémon Company, with the piece de resistance being the Pikachu inspired by the 1887 self-portrait with felt hat. This partnership aspires not only to draw in a younger audience, but also to pique the interest of those who might never have previously ventured into the museum's halls. Time will tell if this melding of classical art and contemporary pop culture will achieve its intended effect. With AFP.